I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Digital and traditional artists will explore the theme of ritual in the 5th annual Suburban Projections Festival, presented by City of Eugene Cultural Services and Harmonic Laboratory at the Hall Center in Eugene on April 21st and 22nd. With me in the KLCC studios are John Park, animator and digital artist for Harmonic Laboratory, and Isaac Marquez, public arts manager for the City of Eugene. Nice to see you, gentlemen.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, after 5 years, Isaac, how does this year's vision for Suburban Projections differ?
Compared to 5 years ago when we started in the back alleys of downtown Eugene, now the festival has completely taken over the Holt Center lobby. All 7 levels of the venue will be activated, and we have over 70 artists participating in this year's festival.
From your perspective, John, how is that lobby an interesting creative space?
When I get into that space and I think about how different the lobby is compared to the performance spaces, it seems like the architecture and the multiple levels of areas and nooks and crannies really invite there to be emerging artworks and installations that just don't normally fit into a performance venue.
How does that change your perception of the artist-audience relationship?
I think the audience members have a chance to explore the work in a way, in a non-time-based fashion, where it's really an opportunity to jump from one space to another and start to thematically connect works in their mind between experiencing a visual work, hearing another piece, interacting with an installation. It becomes this kind of connected trail where they become the thread of the work.
How does this fit into City of Eugene Cultural Services' vision for interacting with the city?
For cultural services, this is an investment in risk-taking. This is an investment in creating a platform for new art forms to come alive, for us to give our artists a chance to showcase something that hasn't been thought of before, something that's new.
There's a theme for the first time for this event. Talk about the theme of ritual and why that's important.
Ritual is important, and we picked a theme that would be inclusive of many different art forms. Mm-hmm. We wanted to create a guiding thread throughout the event, through each of the projects, without dictating what that meant. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to the broad interpretation of what this means for visual, performing, musical acts.
And how does that apply for you, John, as part of Harmonic Laboratory and your approach to ritual?
All of us in this group, as well as all of the artists that we work with, we tackle ritual in a very different way. We hear that word, and it may be a very personal moment for us. This may be a very broad cultural question. For some people, it could be a spiritual thing. For others, it could be habitual. So in many ways, ritual becomes this very interesting umbrella where not only will the artists address this in their own ways, but I think the audience members can find a connection through all of these works.
How does that relate to what you've done with new audiences and new artists in other contexts?
In this space, I think this invites a certain conversation to have where I think the gap between the artist and the audience member, it gets smaller because there is this empathy piece mm-hmm. there with ritual. And I think in many ways that becomes kind of a friendlier on-ramp to the work.
Are there other artists that either of you would like to highlight who are participating in this? It's such a broad range of participants.
Carrie Ingracia has created a secret devotional, and she's been the lead artist with several other artists. And her piece will be in the studio, which is in the very lowest level of the Holt Center.
I have a couple of young artists that we're bringing in. Justin Jeffers is, as soon as he entered the Holt Center lobby space, he asked, "Can I install a piece of work in the elevator?" And so, so some of these spaces that might seem utilitarian to some become a very exceptional opportunity for others. I also have Renee Taylor is a young artist who's coming in, and she'll be installing an outdoor light garden, a series of handmade lanterns that connects to the glass walls of the Holt Center itself. So working with the exterior and the interior, again, the whole space is activating in a very different way than if you were to see the symphony or the opera.
Well, this festival seems to me to be kind of an exploration of previously unimagined possibilities. Does that resonate with you, John?
It really does, and especially when I think about the connection between art and technology. We have a lot of young people, and everyone is affected by the growing pace of technology and how it affects us. And seeing that being expressed through artistry and the sort of pieces to the puzzle that 20-somethings might bring in their artwork is a very new type of experience.
Is there anything you'd like to add to that about why this is interesting to you, Isaac?
Absolutely. Cultural Services, as the producer, has an opportunity to start from a place of possibilities as opposed to a place of limitations.
Thank you so much for what you're bringing, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Eric.
John Park, animator and digital artist for Harmonic Laboratory and the City of Eugene's public arts manager, Isaac Marquez. Suburban Projections will happen Thursday and Friday, April 21st and 22nd at the Holt Center in Eugene. The Thursday evening festival is free, but advance tickets are required and going fast. Those tickets and ones for Kid Koala's Newfoundland Must Fall are available at haltcenter.org. Also see suburbanprojections.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.